This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hello, friends. This is Pastor Pat of Family Worship Center. The psalmist wrote, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south." In this holiday season, I thought this passage was a good reminder for us not to get caught up in the stress and divisiveness we see around us. Let's stop and be thankful for the goodness of God and his mercy, which is everlasting. Those of us who have been born again, which David calls the redeemed, let us say so. What are we saying is so? That the Lord is good, that his mercy is everlasting. It is the Lord that has redeemed us from the power of the enemy. Finally, many families are scattered these days. May we put aside the things that divide us and gather from the north, south, east, and west, and together declare, God is good.
Ho, ho, ho! It's time to drop some holiday cheer at the Tatchy Palace. Every Friday in December, join us for Richie's Holiday Puck. Two lucky winners every hour from 5 to 8 p.m. could win their share of over $250,000 in cash and prizes. And you want to know a secret? You can earn extra entries every Wednesday. Every 100 points gets you a ticket into the drawing. That's a lot of holiday luck. Don't miss your chance to win big this holiday season only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, December 11th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Former Pastorable City Council candidate calls for Ty Lewis's termination. Atascadero City Council appoints new mayor pro tem and treasurer. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Idler's Home. More of what you want for your home since 1954. Idler's Home. During the regular Passable City Council meeting on December 3rd, former City Council candidate Linda George filed a formal claim against the city seeking $500,000 in damages. The 19-page document calls for Ty Lewis's termination, citing incompetency, neglect of duty, insubordination, dishonesty, discourteous treatment of the public or other employees, improper political activity, and misuse of city property. George's claim also disputes Ty Lewis's own claim, filed earlier this summer, and calls into question his medical issues that led to his leave of absence. George alleges that Lewis is involved in a cabal that defamed her character as a candidate for city council this cycle. Remedies, George's document calls for the termination of Ty Lewis, $500,000 in damages, the sanction of Mayor John Hammond, Steve Gregory, Sharon Roden, Fred Strong, and other demands. The termination of Ty Lewis is listed as non-negotiable. At last night's Atascadero City Council meeting, following a recognition of outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jerry Sabak, the swearing of its newest elected members, the council reconvened with a new organization. Charles Borbeau began his role as mayor, and Seth Peake his position as council member. Council voted to appoint Mark Darris as the new mayor pro tem for a two-year term, ending December 2026. The council also deliberated whether to run a standalone election for its now vacant treasurer position or fill the vacancy by appointment. Staff recommended an appointment given the potential cost of a special election to be at least $500,000. Council voted unanimously to appoint current finance director Jerry Rangel as the city's treasurer. County Board of Supervisors recognizes 2024 election results. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Need a home upgrade on a budget? We've got you covered at every price point. Don't miss our outlet and clearance section at all three locations. Stocked with appliances marked way down, up to 50% off select products, and special financing options like 0% down for 18 months on many items. Upgrading doesn't have to break the bank, and we have the deals to prove it. Idler's Home. It's how we save value. Shop idlershome.com or at any of our locations today.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. An added consent item to yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting was a declaration for the results of the November 5th general election. The board voted 4-1 to approve this item, with Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissenting in her vote. Here's Supervisor Arnold declaring her dissent during the item's discussion.
And that is simply because I am very concerned, I've said it for a long time now, about our election process, not about the people that are working the elections. You have to work under the rules and the laws that are presented to you. So for me, if it was up to me, I would want to return to pre-pandemic voting procedures, the traditional polling places, and the mail-in ballot by request. I'm a big proponent of voter ID. I'm trying to ensure that it's American citizens voting and the right number of citizens voting in the right places, and I would like to return to that. So under the under the election processes that we're using, I just don't believe that it's possible to have a really an accurate count.
Prior to calling the vote, Supervisor Bruce Gibson made one remark in response to Supervisor Arnold's dissent.
That there's going to be a dissenting vote to this ministerial action by the Board of Supervisors is pure pandering to the misguided individuals that I referenced earlier, and frankly, is an embarrassment to this board and to this county.
The Passerables and Templeton Chamber of Commerce has released the results for their Christmas tree auction. This event raised over $26,000 for local nonprofits. The chamber thanks those who attended and helped make this a successful event and gives a special shout out to the businesses who created the trees for the auction. Passerables Main Street Association is collecting feedback regarding the council's decision to terminate the employee parking lots. The first reading of an ordinance to revert the parking lots back to free public parking was made in its prior meeting. The second reading will appear on the next agenda, December 17th. City Council will give the public the opportunity to speak out against reverting the employee parking lot program. Main Street Association will present the feedback sent to them regarding the parking lot program at the next City Council meeting. You can visit or contact the Passerables Main Street Association office for more information. The Passerables Joint Unified School District has recently completed a district-wide Wi-Fi upgrade. In a release, the school district says this project was funded through a $350,000 grant, ensuring that campuses across the district have faster and more reliable connectivity. The upgrade supports the district's goal of providing equitable technology access and preparing students for access in a digital world, the release says. The 38th Annual Vine Street Victorian Christmas Showcase returns to Passerables this Saturday, December 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. On Vine Street from 8th to 21st Streets, enjoy a festive environment of beautiful Victorian homes decorated with the Christmas spirit. See Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, and Ebenezer Scrooge. Enjoy cider, hot chocolate, cookies, popcorn, strolling carolers, and performances by choirs and bands. Also featured this year will be a snow play area. The event is brought to you by the Passerables Main Street Association and the Vine Street Neighbors and Businesses. In sports for the NBA, Milwaukee defeated Orlando 114-109. Oklahoma City beat the Mavericks 118-104. Tonight, the Hawks will face the Knicks, and the Warriors will go against the Rockets. Local news was brought to you by Idler's Home. Go to idlershome.com for details. KPRL News Time is 6:14. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Several schools closed in Malibu today. Thousands remain out of their homes as the Franklin fire continues to burn out of control.
The fire has burned approximately 2,862 acres and is 0% contained.
LA County Fire Chief Anthony Baroni saying 20,000 residents are impacted by the evacuation orders. Several homes have also been destroyed. The strong Santa Ana winds and dry conditions hampering firefighting efforts, with those winds in the forecast again today. State Attorney General Rob Bonta warning about bogus charities seeking donations during the holiday season. He says do your homework before you donate.
We want to make that work for those folks who are thinking about other Californians, want to make sure that their donations actually get to their intended recipients.
Bonta says to ignore pressure from telemarketers and deal directly with the charity to which you'd like to give. The mother of the man suspected of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson reportedly filed a missing persons report for her son in San Francisco. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. Dick Van Dyke, Mark Hamill, and Cher are among the celebrities impacted by the 3,000-acre-plus Franklin fire in Malibu. Dick Van Dyke, who has his 99th birthday on Friday, says he and his wife Arlene safely evacuated from their home in the Serra Retreat community on Tuesday, where they had to leave their cat behind during the chaos. Witnesses say a home across the street from Van Dyke's home burned down. Mark Hamill, known for his role in Star Wars, also lives in the area, says he was going to stay home. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
When it comes to solar energy, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Atascadero says, quote, Solarponics installed our solar system almost 20 years ago. The installation team was amazing. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. The Solarponics service teams are just as amazing. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing 46 years of install and service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners, is your water heater more than 10 years old? If so, upgrade to a heat pump water heater. Heat pump water heaters are 60% more energy efficient, saving thousands in energy costs. Plus, you'll help reduce carbon emissions. Best of all, you may qualify for up to a 50% rebate when replacing an old gas or propane water heater. Learn more at solarponics.com/waterheating. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas celebrated the organization's accomplishments this year in an address delivered Monday at the Farm Bureau's 106th annual meeting in Monterey. Douglas, speaking in her first annual address since being elected last year to lead the Farm Bureau, focused on local achievements and the organization's strength and unity. We have an extensive success as a state organization, but it doesn't matter if we don't have strong county farm bureaus, Douglas said. She thanked everyone for showing what's possible when we put our mind to something. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer, Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report on KPRL sponsored by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with about an 80% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 30s. North winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow with about a 60% chance of rain in the morning. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday. Cloudy skies on Saturday with a 70% chance of showers. Partly cloudy starting on Sunday to Wednesday next week. Low 60s on Friday, upper 50s Saturday, low 60s Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, mid 60s on Wednesday a week from today. Currently it is 29 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Love barbecue? At Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse, we're serving award-winning barbecue. Pulled barbecue pork sandwiches, baby back ribs, pork belly, chicken, and more. Right here at Atascadero at 6550 El Camino Real below the clock tower. With over 25 years of world championship barbecue competitions, now you can enjoy that flavor close to home. We also offer catering, cooking classes, and over 30 flavors of peanut brittles. Visit ChefGregory.com to explore all we have to offer. Chef Gregory's Barbecue Smokehouse in Atascadero, where Memphis tradition meets gourmet perfection.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Consumer Price Index is indicating inflation rose slightly in November to a 2.7% pace on an annual basis. The CPI was up 0.3% from October, excluding food and energy. Core inflation was also up 0.3% for the month and was up 3.3% for the year ending in November. The numbers match expectations from economists. Albertsons is terminating its merger agreement with Kroger after the federal court in Oregon and the King County Superior Court in the state of Washington both blocked the deal. Albertsons says it's deeply disappointed, but it has made the difficult decision to terminate the merger agreement. Krispy Kreme says it's the victim of a cyber attack. It's working with experts and has notified law enforcement. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., Atascadero Sunken Gardens and the entire downtown will be transformed into a magical winter wonderland. With over 70 tons of snow, a massive snowslide, a snowpile area, Joe's little train, a bungee jump, and more. Santa and his elves will be there until 8, along with live music and dance performances. Shop downtown merchants and over 50 craft and food vendors. Winter Wonderland, this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m. Details at visitatascadero.com.
Gold is at an all-time high. Now is the time to take your scrap gold and turn it into cash or trade it in for new jewelry at Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles. Take the old or broken bracelets, chains, rings, or trinkets that you never wear and go home with cash in your pocket or get an additional 25% off to use towards a new item. Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry is family-owned and located at 1224 Pine Street in the heart of downtown Paso Robles. Open Wednesday through Saturday.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort over in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. Get going on this. What is it? Oh, it's Wednesday.
Now it takes more than a robin to make the winter go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
Well, it takes two hearts of cooking to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got
the Morning Exchange, KPRL.
And you also have an opportunity for a Christmas wreath from Agape Christmas Trees in Templeton. Just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com, and I will let you know through the email if you have won a Christmas wreath gift certificate from Agape Trees, who are open till Christmas Day, 9 to 9 on Templeton Road. So, there you have that. All right, coming up this afternoon, well, it won't be Bruce Gibson, and I'm not sure he'll be calling in to give any congratulations or anything like that, but on Sound Off this afternoon, Karen, 12:30 till 2, she will have on Debbie Arnold discussing her time in the office and what is next for her, and again, probably not including congratulations from Bruce Gibson. Why did he need to respond yesterday? Why didn't he just let Debbie say what she said on her vote and then leave it alone? He's got to do the dig. He's got to do the dig. Debbie, I know that you're a lady and so forth, but you had nothing to lose. Fire back at that piece of, whatever. All right, let's see here. So maybe Karen will bring that up this afternoon here on The Right Choice. On the email titled Special Election, Atascadero. How can a special election for one position cost $500,000? I have no idea. I know the one for the school with Kenny Enney, that was about $300 or something like that, but it actually wasn't. I can't remember. I don't know. I don't know how much difference there is between one and two if it was just going to be within a city. So if anybody knows the reason why it would cost almost $500,000 to do so, you got me, or you can let us know. Also on this, is it, Chris, did you say it's a lawsuit or a claim?
It's a claim.
Okay. Then a claim, and then it can go into a lawsuit.
That's correct. If the city denies the claim, then it can go into a lawsuit. Yep, it says right here. This is a claim form.
All right, and that's what Cry Lewis had for the city as well. Now, if you remember that, the city rejected Lewis's claim back in, September, somewhere around there. And that was because they had a city-funded investigation. Now, I never heard what the cost of that was to the city of Paso Robles, or the taxpayers, I should say. Now, back in November, the city council discussed the investigation in closed session. And it's just interesting here that the closed session meeting, the city attorney said there had been no reportable action. And kind of a coincidence, the next day, magically, Lewis returned to work. So we will see what goes on next here in the city of darn near paradise, where everything apparently is just hunky-dory. All right, I've got somebody also, I may get to this a little bit later today. It has to do with, folks, employee parking lot update. And I might as well go into it now. Apparently, the merchants were assessed in the 1980s to purchase those lots. Then should the merchants be reimbursed if there is no longer serving the employees? Now, from what my understanding is, that the city doesn't want to reimburse the downtown merchants. In fact, as per some issues here that many on within the city officials don't want to do that. I don't know what the legality is of it. I'm sure many of those merchants are no longer still the owners of the properties or the businesses. So we'll see what's going on next in this ongoing saga of parking here in a darn near paradise. Okay, so here's something to throw out at you folks. Now, many of us grew up in an era where discipline was sometimes public. For example, I can assure you that when Mom would take me to the grocery store, and if I had put my hands on something that I was told not to, which would be anything, that she would give me a warning. And if I did a second time, she would slap my hand. No, no, no. So even as a kid, you kind of figure it out early that, you know, there's some things you don't put your hands on and you don't say. Well, so somebody sent me this. Kevin, question of the day. And I saw the video, and I didn't see the actual what would happen, but someone recorded a grandpa at a Walmart and called him out for smacking his granddaughter on the face in the middle of a shopping trip in a store. He said he smacked her in the GD face for mouthing off and cussing off at her grandmother. The woman recording him thought he was in the wrong for doing this. Did the granddaughter deserve this, or did the grandpa cross the line and use too much force? At the end of the video, you can hear the grandpa yell, "I don't care, post it," referring to the woman videotaping him. Well, I don't know how hard he slapped her. I don't know the age of her. I don't know if this is an ongoing problem with this little girl, but the disrespect for her grandma and grandpa, I suspect it may come from the home. May come from the home. Now, I know of an instance here in Paso Robles, I don't know how many years ago, where a mother was, how did it work? Let me see. It was a van, and the van had a sliding door, and I guess the kid was old enough, she went in to run into a store to get something and come right out. It was like one of those pickup things. Well, not apparently, the kid, he may have been about 10 years old. He locked his mother in the car or in the van. And so mom came out and, you know, opened the door. And the kid thought it was kind of funny that here's mom yelling, open up the door, unlock it, unlock it. And when the kid finally opened up the door, she smacked him several times. And by the time she got home, shortly after that, a police officer showed up. Because some lady had taken down her license plate number and called the police on her. I don't know whatever happened to that. But I don't know about grandparents slapping their grandkids. Well, again, I don't know to the extent of how hard and how old this girl was and exactly what she was saying. Maybe a tight grab and then just take her home and say to the parents, "It's all yours. This thing is all yours. You need to straighten this young lady out." Disrespectful to the grandma. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. Yeah. Kevin, I'm sure that you might have got a spanking or a slap once in a while when you grew up.
I did. Not only at home, but at school.
Yes. Why are we still here? What's gone wrong with these people who will even turn your dog in for being in a car on a cool day with the windows cracked?
Well, I don't know about that. The most of the concern is on a hot day, you know, when the dog is in the car, even if the window's cracked. I just don't know the extent of the, you know, should a grandparent be doing that to a kid?
Well, I'm not advocating for corporal punishment, but some of these people are out of a tree somewhere, running around town turning in kids and dogs for mistreatment. It happens all the time.
Not all the time.
But the bottom line here is, if the kid's okay, you're going to call the gendarmes? I mean, this is correction. How's the kid supposed to know?
Well, that's kind of my point in this instance, that if this kid is out with grandma and grandpa, you know, again, this is just from personal experience, you tended to be on pretty good behavior around grandma and grandpa because you were taught to respect. Now, I suspect that this young lady with the big mouth and rude to her grandma and grandpa, there's probably issues going on within that family.
Suspect that's true. Well, yeah. My favorite one, of course, is the people who run around town turning in people for having a dog in the car and leaving the dog in the car. You should never leave your children in the car unattended, period. That's the way it should be. No question about that in my mind. Because once they're a certain age, they could get into trouble in that car.
I mean, how many people are turning, calling into police or whoever they call into if it's 60 degrees out and the dog's in a car?
Correct. They have other things to do besides responding to a dog in a car.
No, that's what I'm asking. You know, when you said, well, it happens all the time, well, maybe once in a while in the summer when it's hot, but when it's, you know, weather like this, I realize it's not going to be a news release from the police department, but I have no idea how often it happens.
Yeah, I don't know either, but I do know it does happen. I have a dog. The dog rides in the car. The dog loves riding in the car. I don't ever have to worry about it. I have to make sure the dog doesn't get in the car when you open the door.
Well, nowadays, people just bring their dogs into places.
Yeah, and they shouldn't. It is still against the law in this state to have dogs inside where they serve food. Do people respect that? No, they pick their dog up and carry him right up to the counter while they're ordering food.
Well, some businesses allow it. They say they're dog friendly.
Yes, well, you can be dog friendly if it's an outdoor location, but you can't be dog friendly indoors. Now, let's put that into perspective. If a health inspector walks into, let's say, a restaurant or a bakery and sees a dog, that's a violation. They write up the owner. The customer takes the dog and leaves, but they just cost the owner money and a violation. So, you know, there are ramifications to what we do. Speaking of which, I see where Linda George decided to carry on with what she professed to do when she ran for office. I have a question about this Ty Lewis circumstance. As you know, I used to be an employee representative. I want to know why he's back to work without a city-appointed doctor saying he's okay to return to work. How do you file a claim and then turn around and go back to work with the very same people that you claim put you off work? Namely, in this case, one of the councilmen.
Well, does the law require a, other than his personal doctor?
No.
To okay it? Or does the law say?
They acted incorrectly, but within the scope of their ability or power to put him back to work. The question is, are they exposing the city to future liability? That's the question. It has nothing to do with Ty Lewis. Any employee, I don't care who it is, especially at his level or that level, how you return them back to work on the say-so of the very same doctors, it must be, that put him off work. And then a claim followed.
Well,
$2.275 million.
Well,
claim.
One of the things that you have to ask is, okay, so he comes back, and what kind of atmosphere? Is it better now because now we know that he was looking for $2.2 million? What kind of respect can anybody have for him, et cetera, et cetera? Now, you know, in the private sector, if you have an employee and there's some issues that come up, and they threaten you, and then, you know, everything is supposed to be hunky-dory or even for some other reasons, and they come back, the environment is not going to be the same, and a good employer, or a smart one, they'll figure out a way to have this go away.
That's correct. But in this case, around here, the magic number is 250,000. How many people? We know at least two people who've walked away from government agencies in the city of Paso Robles with $250,000 extra, a gift of public funds. In both cases, a gift of public funds. That's what happened. That's what it's called. In this case, I don't know how you file a claim. If he can come back to work, so be it. But I'm not sure that was looked into quite far enough for the city not to maintain an extraordinary amount of liability.
Well,
and so we'll see.
Well,
putting him right back to work with the same individuals that he has isolated in a claim, caused him to leave work. Those people are, one of them's elected.
Well, as our brilliant city attorney has said, said that there had been no reportable action, whatever that means.
Yeah. Well, the city, if they want to clean up the future of the budget or income period, they'll find a new lawyer. Who they're using now certainly is not Iris Yang. We know she
retired.
Right,
right, yeah. It's been a few years ago.
Yeah, and things have been going awry since. I think they're sending junior grade lawyers because they ignore portions of the laws that even a layman can read.
Oh.
And they expose the city to liability when they do that. So I guess we'll see how it plays out.
Well, we will see, or maybe just find out more of what's going on here in the soap opera.
We'll talk soon.
All right. One of the things I don't understand, and it's simply because one of a couple of things, because I don't use social media, is that if you are an elected official or an official within the city and you have a prominent position, why do you want to get into spitting contests on social media? I've seen some of the back and forth. Some people have sent it to me over the last several months. And I just have to question, again, somebody in a position of, high publicity position, such as a city manager or whatever, or an elected council member, why do you do that? Why would you get into these peeing contests with people on social media? I just don't understand it. Chris, you don't use social media, do you?
No, I do. I mean, not as frequently as you'd expect from somebody in my age group, but I have social media accounts.
Do you get involved in these you-know-what contests on social media about issues?
Not with people I know.
Oh, with people you don't know.
Yeah, sometimes somebody says something stupid on the internet and you have to correct them, and they'll double down, so you have to correct them again. And, you know, eventually it's not worth it, and I don't really have any personal stakes involved, unlike what we're describing. But
so basically nothing gets accomplished by doing it.
Pretty much, yeah, but sometimes you got nothing better to do.
Okay, so if you have nothing better to do, that's great, you know, because people say, well, I don't have the time to look into things that are important, but I have time to get into a you-know-what contest on social media with somebody I don't know about probably an issue that's not that important.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly what I'm saying. This is what I do.
Okay.
And I think more people do it than they'd like to admit as well.
Well, we know people don't like to admit, or I shouldn't say don't like to admit, they lie about it. But if you have somebody in an important position, and it seems like that they have a lot of work and a lot on the plate and so forth, I'm amazed that they have the time, number one, or they want to take the extra time to get into one of these you-know-what contests on social media. I have my own opinion on what I think about them, but most of you can probably figure it out. It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. But they're free to do so.
You know, the funny thing is I've never heard of this social media application where some of these allegations are coming from, Nextdoor. I'd never heard of it before until now.
Oh, the Nextdoor neighborhood thing?
Yeah, the application that apparently some of this has been taking place on.
I don't know how many years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, I was out where I live. I was doing my hills on the bicycle, and I came across this guy. And, you know, he'd see me because I'd been, you know, riding the same route for many years. And anyway, hey, how you doing? And I stopped and had a conversation with him and found out that we had a little bit in common. He went to the University of Tennessee, and he had a buddy who went to East Tennessee State. So we had this conversation. It was very nice, good guy. And then he goes, hey, well, he knew that I lived out there. And he said, hey, you want to get on this Nextdoor neighbor thing? And I said, you know, my wife and I don't do social media and stuff. Well, he says it's a good thing for this and that. And I was polite to him. And anyway, so he sent me something with this to get on it, and I just looked at it and said, I'm not doing it. But I do get these on the internet every day, with the neighbor thing, and it doesn't, I can't open it up, but it'll just have the first, you know, part of a sentence. You know, two people were sitting in the car by my mailbox, and then there's nothing after that. Because it's because it says read more, and obviously I'm not hooked up to it, but most of it is, again, if folks want to use it, they can go ahead and use it and do what they want to do. I don't know if I have better things to do with my time, but I certainly don't want to do that. All righty, don't forget the Christmas wreath, the gift certificate from Agape Christmas Trees, Kevin at KPRL.com, and all I need to have it is emailed once, not four or five times and stuff like that. So you have till 9 o'clock.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. During the regular Passable City Council meeting on December 3rd, former council candidate Linda George filed a formal claim against the city seeking $500,000 in damage in the termination of city manager Ty Lewis. George's document alleges that Ty Lewis is involved in a cabal that defeated her that defamed her character as a candidate for city council this cycle, and disputes Lewis's claim filed earlier this summer. An added consent item to yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting was a declaration for the results of the November 5th general election. The board voted 4-1 to approve this item, with Supervisor Debbie Arnold dissenting in her vote. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 29 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. The attorney for the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare's CEO says they are fighting extradition from Pennsylvania to New York.
We're going to fight this along the rules and with the constitutional protections that my client has, and that's what we're going to do.
Lawyer Thomas Dickey, Luigi Mangione ordered held without bail. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Japan, where he weighed in on the fall of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
My number one priority is protection of our troops. And we're also very much focused on making sure that ISIS doesn't have the ability to resurge.
And the beloved TV medalist, the amazing Kreskin, is done.
Oh, that title.
Right? How are you, amazing?
That, you know, you really start something. I can't go on an airline. Everybody says, be amazing.
A frequent guest on The Tonight Show, Kreskin was 89. America's listening to Fox News.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Greg and I have a strong military background. My stepfather, Dave King, is a retired Navy commander who served for 22 years.
My father, Gary Simpkins, was a fighter pilot who was killed in Vietnam. And my adoptive father, Lou Chatham, was a Blue Angel and is a retired two-star admiral who served for 31 years.
And my husband, Greg here, is pretty bad action himself. He's a U.S. Army Green Beret combat veteran, which means, well, he can't really tell me what that means. Needless to say, we love our vets. That's why we pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans.
And we are proud to have a huge selection of U.S.-made jewelry, which is rare in the jewelry industry.
And a shout out to the wives and family members of those who serve. We appreciate you too. I know firsthand what it's like to have your loved one overseas, so thank you for your service as well. We hope to see you and thank you in person this holiday season. Be sure to check out kjohns.com for our special holiday hours.
We all spend a lot of our lives looking through glass. I'm Brian Carroll from A1 Glass, where our family of glass experts have been handling all things glass since 1992. If you're a homeowner looking to upgrade, A1 Glass sets the standard in our industry, using only the top brand names like Milgard. It's our dedication to a five-star service that has made us the Central Coast go-to glass company. Contact A1 Glass today. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Ask A1 Glass about Milgard windows and doors full lifetime warranty on select products.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900. or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is like shopping at a farmer's market every day, offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining the Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
In the NBA Cup quarterfinals last night, the Bucks bounced the Magic 114-109. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 points. Damian Lillard scored 9 of his 28 points in the final minute. Milwaukee will take on the winner of tonight's Knicks-Hawks game in one semifinal on Saturday in Las Vegas. Out west, the Thunder rolled over the Mavericks 118-104. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander lit it up for 39 points. Now they await the winner of the Warriors-Rockets game tonight. College basketball, new number one Tennessee, mashed Miami 75-60. At the Jimmy V Classic in New York City. At baseball's winter meetings in Dallas, the Yankees began spending some of that money they did not use on Juan Soto, reportedly agreeing to an 8-year deal with former Braves southpaw Max Fried worth $218 million. That would be the most ever for a left-handed starter. The Rangers are bringing back righty Nathan Eovaldi, part of their 2023 World Series champion team. He gets a 3-year contract worth $75 million. And the Washington Nationals won the draft lottery. They'll have the number one pick next summer. The Nats had back-to-back overall number ones in 2009 and 2010, choosing Steven Strasburg and Bryce Harper. Hockey, the Avalanche rocked the Penguins 6-2. Mikko Rantanen with a hat trick and 2 assists. Jets romped over the Bruins 8-1. Flames edged the Predators 4-3, ending an 8-game losing streak. Overtime wins for the Maple Leafs and Blues, shootout victories for the Wild and the Panthers, and the Hurricanes, Flyers, Kings, and Oilers picked up W's as well. That's Wednesday sports.
All righty, we have our NFL triple headers Sunday morning starting at 9:30. Leading off will be the Cowboys and the Panthers, and it's Tampa and the Chargers, and the late game 4:30, Seattle and Green Bay. The Raiders will play Monday night, and they'll take on the Atlanta Falcons. That will begin at 5 here on the Right Choice, AM 1230 KPRL and 99.3 FM.
North County weather
brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. Clouds and sunshine and highs in the upper 60s now. We're going to get increasing clouds later tonight or early evening, if you will, with about an 80% chance of rain and then going into about 60% into Thursday morning with overnight lows in the mid-30s, and that will be light rain. Then a mixture of clouds and sun in the afternoon, upper 50s for your Thursday. And as we go to Friday, well, we'll have some clouds, low 60s, chance of some rain, about 75% Saturday morning, light. Upper 50s, partly cloudy, 60s Sunday, low 60s Monday, Tuesday, mid-60s, mostly sunny a week from today as we get closer to Christmas. Today's UV index will be 2, up and down, 7:04 a.m., 4:51 p.m., and we're at 29 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt, 105 South Main Street in Templeton. All right, moving along here on this Wednesday edition. World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. At that nice location there in the Oaks Plaza near the Guesthouse Grill at Tascadero. All righty, as we check in to see what critters may be out there in the highways and byways, get them home safe and sound. Time for the holidays. All righty, nothing to report, but Chris, this is not social media. It's, well, I guess it is social media to an extent. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Once again, body parts. Someone is getting restless, being ready to move on to the next activity. In other words, ants in their pants. Someone is getting restless, getting ready to move on to the next activity. What do they have?
You know, I'm going to be embarrassed if I don't know this one, but nothing's coming out at the top of my head. I feel like it's got something to do with feet. I don't know.
Well, I'll say that you are correct about that. What's the expression?
Any hints? Brilliant hints?
Any brilliant? Let's see here. How about, okay, I can't, how about this? No, look at me.
Yeah.
Okay, see what I'm doing?
Yeah, itchy feet or something like that?
There you go,
itchy, itchy feet. Okay, itchy. I've actually never heard of itchy feet before, but.
Okay, well, bring it up on social media and the people go nuts. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Uncle Ed's something to think about for the Christmas season. It's your one-stop shop for guns, ammo, archery, education, and gunsmithing. It's all in one place. 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Here we go. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, I need to know who this is. She got into show business because she was inspired by Anne Margaret. Inspired by Anne Margaret. Now, she did a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Also did some go-go dancing, shall we say. And even did some modeling, shall we say. But she ended up creating her own character based on a Valley Girl and the hairstyle of the Ronettes. Who is it? Who is it? All right, let's see if we can go to the phone line. Well, we can go to the phone line, so let's go to the phone line then. That's what it's here for. Hi, good morning.
Nancy Sinatra.
No, not Nancy Sinatra. She was inspired by Anne Margaret. Her hairstyle was that of the Ronettes, which is cool. I love that hairstyles from the 60s. But her character was after a Valley Girl. And she went on and had this character that lasted for a while, extremely popular, starting out, I think, at KHJ in Los Angeles, I think. And then she ended up going national. And I don't know how long. She maybe still do the character. I'm not sure. But it was pretty clever on her part. Pretty clever on her part. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
The famous Goldie Hawn.
No, not Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn never had her hair looking like the Ronettes, I don't think. But inspired by Anne Margaret in the film Viva Las Vegas, the hairstyle of the Ronettes, but she modeled the character after a Valley Girl, and she went on and she hosted. She was a host. Who am I referring to? She was big in the 80s. Big in the 80s. All right, and she went on a date with Elvis as well. Hi, good morning.
Elvira.
Yep, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. She used to host those, the horror films.
It was an overnighter in Southern California, yeah.
Yeah, now, what's funny is that an interview, she said when she was a little girl that she liked horror films and she didn't like playing with Barbie dolls. So that's,
okay.
She always liked doing that. And I would watch it because I thought her sense of humor was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, she's a very smart lady.
Yeah, no, she was. She did very well for herself. All right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Matt Hirons, H-I-R-O-N-S.
All right, got you down. Take care.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has recently completed a district-wide Wi-Fi upgrade. In a release, the school district says this project was funded through a $350,000 grant, ensuring that campuses across the district have faster and more reliable connectivity. At last night's Atascadero City Council meeting, Mayor Charles Bourbeau and Councilmember-elect Seth Peake began their new roles as part of the council. Mark Darris was appointed as mayor pro tem for a two-year term. The council also unanimously voted to appoint current finance director Jerry Rangel as the city's treasurer. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 29 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Well, yeah, she had the Elvira, the syndication, the Elvira's movie, Macabre. She was the host, and then it returned in 2010 to syndicated television. And she did quite well with that character for herself, which, by the way, the people, when they originally hired her, they kind of just let her do her own thing and come up with the own makeup and so forth. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Clear Choice Property Management, locally owned and operated.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.